I'll be talking to you about on behalf of the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association. Firstly, I want to double back. Reference was made earlier to monkfish. Monkfish isn't subject to sampling. It's subject to a full weigh of all land. So the previous speaker was correct. There's no exception for monkfish. I suppose I'm the only one person that sat out and sat through the entire Marine Committee meeting in relation to the SFPA. And I have to take a different view to you, Minister. I know you have to defend them. But there were asked 17 questions by different TDs and senators. I can safely say they didn't answer 14. They may have answered two. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. And they referred a third to further discussion with an individual TD. So I think if anything was proven last Tuesday, it proved beyond any reasonable doubt, and we hear lots about reasonable doubt now rather than that there is serious issues with the SFPA. And it's just not myself as the CEO of the Fish Processors to say that. Wolf said it in 2012. Internally, the Mourne assessment of the SFPA said it in 2017, I think, and PricewaterhouseCoopers said it in 2020. There's legacy issues going back to within 5 years of when the SFPA was set up. And just as a side of that, every regulatory body that was set up in that period, the financial regulator, we had the building control regulator, and we had the fisheries regulator, they were all set up within 19 months of one another. The other two regulators, the act supporting them had to be repealed, and rightly so. And I do believe that because of the time and period and the mindset that backed up the legislation that set up the SFPA, that beyond time, the SFPA were repealed too. It's flawed legislation, and it's the flawed entity, and I said that on the record of the Dáil, and I stand over it. The reality is, Article 61.1 was put in there for fairness for the Irish fishery sector. It's in there, the derogation to weigh in factories. Historically, our factories are not on the ports like what you see in Gijón in Spain or in France in the different ports. Historically, our factories are not on the piers or harbours. So Article 61.1 is an instrument of fairness to give Irish fishermen a fair and equal chance to their European partners. That's what that is. Now, earlier reference was made to the administrative inquiry that the EU carried out. That's not factually correct. The EU asked for it. It was the SFPA carried it out. It was SFPA information that has landed us where we are. That's the facts. That's the reality of where we are and what we're dealing with. Now, I'm not giving out that they did that. They had to do that because they are the competent authority. But the lack of visibility of evidence leaves fishermen and fishers and ourselves as representative bodies in a severe disadvantage of how we can debate this. Because if you look at the statistics at your gin level, we are 12% of EU waters. Over the last 10-year period, we have less than 1% of infringements. We're the most compliant is in the coastal state. That's the record. Now, what's beyond that, we have no visibility of. But I would go as far as to say a lot of what we're dealing with is conjecture. Until such time as we have visibility of the evidence, that's as much as I can categorize it. We're now in an interim arrangement to the 1st of June. And Minister, we're working on to get a handle on this. We're down to the last 18 days, and there is no draft plan or outline plan of a control plan on the table. I've attended all the SFPA briefings. There's nothing. We're not one scintilla further now than what we were on the 16th of April when the plan was revoked. Reference was made, and correctly so, to whitefish by you numerous times, and that is 100% right. There's absolute mayhem and chaos in the whitefish sector right across the coastal community. What's been asked of them is wrong. What they have to do is shellfish as a sector weren't even part of the original control plan. They're not a quota species. There's different regulatory arrangements for them, but yet they are now expected to weigh on piers all species, wreck the cold chain, expose them to the elements, be that sun, rain, or birds pooing from above on top of it. So there's an absolute injustice beyond any definition for the shellfish sector. We're lucky, of course, if there's any luck in this, that we're not in the throes of the pelagic sector, but we're starting off to see third week in August, first week in September, that's going to start. And you're going to have a situation where the only plan is weigh everything at pier side. And if you take Castletown Bear or Killybegs, the big pelagic ports, there's one wave ridge and there's nothing else beyond that. And if you typically land in Castletown Bear or Killybegs, anything up to 4,000 tons a day, that takes 9 hours at present using seven different waves, given seven different crossings and factories, and that'll all be bottlenecked into one wave ridge. You'll not get that amount of quantity doing 60 hours. Someone needs to have a realistic conversation around this. The conversation I'm having with you is the exact one that I'm having with the SFPA, not once, twice, three times, but 10 times over. And it's like having a debate in an echo chamber. All you hear is your own voice back. The chairperson of the SFPA, in the course of the debate with the Oral Study, said, we're going back to what we did previously, we're waiting on the pier. That's what she genuinely believes. That has never been the case in Ireland. Prior to 2012, right back, you had auction halls and you had flat sea floors where the product or the catch was made or monitored in one-ton bins. I don't know where she's coming from. She certainly does not know the history of Irish fishing and land in this country. But that's what we're dealing with. That's the level of lack of knowledge or incompetence, whatever word you want to put on it, that we're dealing with. And it is them that we are expected to come together and put a plan through that will save the sector. Because that is what's on the table here. If we cannot land uninterrupted and in a controlled fashion, our sector will collapse. Those that can move from our ports will move from our ports. I'm representative of the factories and the exporters. We can't move. We're a tangible asset. We're stuck to the ground. We're the processing factories. We're going to see a situation because of the impossible nature of what's been demanded of Irish fishermen that they ain't going to land in our ports. That's the Irish fishermen. There's not a snowball's chance in hell you'll encourage third countries in, be that Denmark, Scotland, or whatever other nation that are landing in our ports. They're gone. Gone if for no other reason at the sheer destructive nature of the leaks that's emanating from the SFPA that have gone unchallenged. You know, this isn't simple. Fishermen and processors was on the line. Ireland Inc. reputation is on the line here. And there is a sense of absolute hopelessness. Because having engaged and continue to engage, and we're going to have a two-hour meeting again with the SFP on the 18th, we are getting nowhere. And they themselves are incapable of going anywhere because they have no strategic think. They have no understanding of what the scale of the task is involved. And this situation is descending into a situation, as I said just last night when speaking to your minister, that political direction is going to have to be given. And I respect you can't get involved in an operational matter. But we're at a point where it's not an operational matter anymore. It is a matter of survival. And it is a matter of saving the entire sector before it collapses. And that is where we are. Going back to the 1st of June, there's a period of tolerance, although that's not consistent around every port. But we're supposed to be in a period of tolerance between now and the 1st of June, whereby landings can go on with a caution and no one can be prosecuted, no one can be given a notice by the SFPA. That's 18 days away. By the letter of what they're trying to implement, and I use the word try because there's nothing on the table. Every vessel owner, every producer, everyone that collects fish or sells fish has to have weighing scales. As I speak to you, and I've checked it before I come on here, there is a 6 to 8 week, I said 6 weeks last night, I misinformed you, 6 to 8 week delay for getting devices, weighing devices. That's not the only problem. Those devices have to be calibrated by the National Standards Authority of Ireland, the NSA app. There's up to 3 months to get a technician out from them to calibrate your scales. It's no use having the scales. It has to be calibrated independently and certified accordingly. So mathematically, physically, it's not possible. And yet we're in this vacuum where we're all led to believe we're progressing. There's engagement of the SFPA. There's a plan on the table. There's a structure there. There's nothing. It's less there now than was on the 16th of April at 5 p.m. on that day when it was announced. And someone needs to take a handle of this before it descends into mayhem. And this mayhem we're staring right in between the eyes of. Minister, I don't mean to give out to you, but you need to know what's happening.
Thank you, Brendan, and thank you for your contribution there. So, I take it my mistake in relation to the monkfish. While the sampling plan does apply to the vast majority of our whitefish sector, you're right in relation to the monkfish. There are some exceptions. In relation to the Oireachtas Committee, so listen, the SFPA we're in, and they're asked many questions. I watched it myself, and I think they addressed many of those questions. So it's always open to the Oireachtas Committee to have further engagement with the SFPA, as well. Listen, there's no doubt we find ourselves in a very challenging and difficult position, and most of all our fishers find ourselves in a very damaging or challenging position. It's important to say that the vast, vast majority of our fishers across the country are compliant and do their absolute best to earn a living, a very hard living at times in the fishing industry. And an industry that's very regulated, where there's quotas for all species, and very strict monitoring of that. And a vast majority of our fishermen operate in very, very good faith and do their absolute best at all times, and are undoubtedly impacted in relation to the revocation of the control plan and what it means for them, and the challenges that arise for that, and the challenges that arise for our processing sector as a result of that as well. We are unfortunately in the position where it's a decision the Commission has taken. And in terms of the administrative inquiry that they carried out, coming out of that, what they did was they deemed that our obligations arising to carry out control were not being met by the control plan we had, and therefore the risk of non-compliance with the rules of the Common Fisheries Policy couldn't be minimised. Following on from that then, Brendan, they also indicated that the decision that they communicated indicated that there wasn't a weighing system which they regarded as fit for purpose in place under point 5 of the control plan. And therefore the control plan couldn't minimise this risk of systematic of manipulation of it, and therefore they revoked the control plan. Now that's a decision the Commission's made. That's one which has caused very significant difficulties and challenges, and I've heard that from fishers right across the country and from people in the sector. It's one that the SFPA have had to respond to, because the legal obligation on them in the absence of the control plan is to apply the regulations as the standard regulations as they apply, without the derogations that the control plan had provided us with. Obviously, the Commission, when the Commission makes such a decision, it's a serious decision for them to make. The objective and the place we want to be as a member state again is with a control plan that is suitable to our needs. I know, as you say, you're having a meeting at industry level with the SFPA again tomorrow for 2 hours, and that you're engaging in great detail with them on it. And they then have to consider and engage with the EU Commission operationally as well in terms of working towards how a control plan can be put back in place. But I know, as you'll have heard at the Oireachtas Committee as well, the process that's involved in that. I don't minimise for a second, and I fully understand the challenges there. Obviously, as you say and clearly outline yourself, legally I'm not operationally not legally required not to be involved in operational matters. But yes, Brennan, yeah.
Just to be helpful, really. Look, the administrative inquiry was a document supplied by the SFPA on historical data that they had, and they supplied it to Europe. There were 34,000 lines in that. Yet we have two reports, Wolf particularly, and indeed the Moran assessment, that said the record keeping in the SFPA was haphazard at best and shoddy. So there's a serious question as to the type, quality of information they got, right? We pop that for a second. We're in a situation where, for the, I suppose, to be fair, for 14 the last months, we have been in a total lockdown situation, in and out of that, really. And there is lags in supplies for everything into this country, with no exception. And what I'm saying is, the impossible is being asked of us. Why, as a nation state, a member state of the EU, have not sought a transitionary arrangement to this decision? This is a guillotine decision that happened within an hour on the 16th when it was conveyed to us. It was conveyed to the SFPA on the 13th. As an industry, we were told on the 16th at 5 p.m. And it was fit to be absolute decision. Now, all things being equal, that is a dreadful way to do business. And such decisions as that are only going to lead to further anti-EU sentiment. But as a member state, we should be going back here saying, hold on a minute. Whatever issues you have, let's go through them. And we will go through them methodically. But you cannot destroy the operation of an entire sector in this way. And that's what's going to happen, because it's impossible to do what's been asked of us as a member state. So in terms of COVID, in terms of the impossible nature of what's been asked of us as a nation state, we're not asking for anything to be put back or anything. That a transitionary arrangement be brought in, using the devices that we have at our disposal, which are, we can send in a Sea Fisheries Protection Officer to every factory. We have the staff to do it and have them completely supervised if necessary. It's already in their own legislation. They have the powers to do that. So we could have a transitionary arrangement under extra supervision, pre-agreed between EU and member state. And let's work through a best practice rather than working in this situation where there is absolutely no direction, and anything that's going to come out that's going to be focused or centred on weighing every fish on piers and harbours is not going to work in this day and age with food safety regulations, with HACCP regulations. It's just not possible. You might as well tell half the vessel owners, put your fish into the nearest fish meet and forget about it, and tell the other half, head to Norway, head to Scotland.
Look, you've outlined there very clearly, Brennan, the challenge that is there for us now, and the difficult position we're in, and the situation that the SFPA have to engage with the sector to assess, and then to engage with the European Commission operationally in terms of putting a new control plan in place. And it is really important that there is very strong engagement now between the sector and the SFPA to try and deal with that, and to get a new, to work towards getting a new control plan in place and submitted. There is, as you know, there is laws, regulations around how that can operate. And it doesn't, I don't for a second minimise the difficulties that we're in, and that the decision of the Commission to revoke the control plan on back of the administrative inquiry that they've carried out, and on back of their finding the conclusion they've come to, that they don't have faith that the control plan we had minimise the risk of non-compliance. So that's the challenge, and you know it well, as you've outlined, and it is important to say it's legally an operational matter for the SFPA now to liaison and to consider and deal with, and to liaise with the European Commission operationally on as well, to work towards putting a control plan in place which is more which is practical and which satisfies the risk of non-compliance as well. So listen, I think we've teased it out in great detail there, it's not something I can go into any more anyway, because it's legally it's a matter for the SFPA, Brendan, as you know.
The SFPA told us it'll be you as minister that'll be submitting the control plan. Is that correct or incorrect?
It'll be the SFPA that draft the control plan and a full legal responsibility for putting that together and considering those matters. When it goes to the commission, it'll be submitted by Ireland as a member state. But legally and under the Act, it's the responsibility and the legal operation and role of the SFPA to put that together and to liaise with the industry and liaise with the European Commission operationally on that as well. Once it's submitted, then it's submitted by Ireland as a member state.